Hello, welcome to the English program. With me, Steve, we're broadcasting live from Castilla-La Mancha, central Spain. Thank you very much for downloading this little podcast, 5 minutes, bringing you the latest news from the government. Now, we do cover a lot of the various press releases that the government releases. We can't do them all, obviously, because so much news is published all the time, but we do try to sort of keep on top of everything. And all of the sources of information, if you like, are from the official websites of the various government departments. Now, we have a few bits and pieces at the moment from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, for obvious reasons, with the papal visit this week. So we thought we'd dedicate this little podcast, the 5 minutes of it, to what's been happening this week with the visit of the Pope. So I've got a few sort of recently published bits of news and information, and this is from, as I say, the official Foreign and Commonwealth Office website. The address is fco.gov.uk. Okay, so the first one I wanted to look at was this one: the Pope delivers civil society address. This was on day two of his historic visit to the UK. Pope Benedict the 16th spoke to an audience of dignitaries at Westminster Hall in the Palace of Westminster. This was day two, of course, of his historic visit. He spoke to an audience of dignitaries at Westminster Hall in the Palace of Westminster. Speaking to an audience of politicians, diplomatic corps, academics and business leaders, the Pope said the following: "Recent cooperation between the UK and the Holy See illustrates well how much progress has been made in the years that have passed since the establishment of bilateral diplomatic relations, in promoting throughout the world the many core values that we share. I hope and pray that this relationship will continue to bear fruit and that it will be mirrored in a growing acceptance of the need for dialogue and respect at every level of society between the world of reason and the world of faith. I am convinced that within this country too, there are many areas in which the church and the public authorities can work together for the good of citizens, in harmony with this Parliament's historic practice of invoking the Spirit's guidance upon those who seek to improve the conditions of all mankind. For such cooperation to be possible, religious bodies, including institutions linked to the Catholic Church, need to be free to act in accordance with their own principles and specific convictions based upon the faith and the official teaching of the Church. In this way, such basic rights as religious freedom, freedom of conscience, and freedom of association are guaranteed." The audience included Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, Foreign Secretary William Hague, Chancellor George Osborne, and other cabinet ministers. Former prime ministers, including Gordon Brown, Tony Blair, John Major, and Margaret Thatcher, were also in attendance. Earlier today, the Pope led a celebration of Catholic education at St. Mary's University College in Twickenham. This afternoon, he met Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, at Lambeth Palace and led joint prayers with him in Westminster Abbey. This evening, Foreign Secretary William Hague is hosting a dinner. That's on the 17th of September for the Holy See delegation, accompanying the Pope on his official visit to the UK. Headed by the Cardinal Secretary of State, H.E. Cardinal Bertone. The event provided an opportunity for policy discussions on a number of areas such as international development, climate change, education, and the role of faith in society. Her Majesty's government and the Holy See delegation discussed a number of areas of shared interest and produced a joint communique. So we got that information there from the official Foreign and Commonwealth Office website, the address being fco.gov.uk, and all of the news there that I read is, as always, subject to Crown copyright protection. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Twitter. It's twitter.com/EnglishRadio. Thanks for listening.